The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Odd Trails is a true paranormal podcast. If you have a story to share, send it to stories@oddtrails.com. Enjoy the show.
Forget facts. Forget logic. Forget everything that seems real. Just trust. Believe.
This happened when I was in Delhi, India. I'm an Indian girl, and I was 14 years old at the time. I came to Delhi with my parents because my father had some work stuff going on there. We happened to stay in a hotel, which was really beautiful, with white marble covering the whole building. I can't remember too many details, but it was beautiful. We went to the reception and asked for a room. The receptionist said that there was a room available on the second floor, and the room's number was 66. Just when we were about to leave, the receptionist called out to us and said, "There's a room beside yours, and it's vacant, but do not look through the keyhole of that particular room." My father and mother nodded and continued to walk, but found what the receptionist said to be very strange. I looked at the receptionist, and he noticed me and shook his head, then mouthed the word "don't." A rush of curiosity ran through my body, also a bit of fear. I wanted to look through the keyhole, but I was so scared at the time. I talked to my parents about it, and they just looked at me with a bored expression and said that I was getting afraid and worked up over nothing. They told me that the receptionist probably just said that for security purposes. 2 days passed, and nothing happened at all. My father went out for work while my mom and I stayed at the hotel and went for a very long walk every evening. The third day, it wasn't the same. My mother got a call from my friend's mom, who said that she won't be able to meet up and walk with us. I decided to go alone, and I felt that I was aware enough of the surroundings of the hotel by this point. I went outside and passed the door of the vacant room. I don't know what came into my mind, but there I was, looking through the keyhole of the room beside us. The keyhole belonging to this room was very big when compared to the other doors, which was odd. I saw a woman sitting on the bed. She was sitting in a way that her back was facing me. It sent chills down my spine. I don't know why. I figured I guess it's normal for someone to be sitting on a bed like that. So I brushed my fearful thoughts away and started walking towards the hotel's walking path, or whatever you want to call it. I came back after walking for around 15 minutes, and I looked through the keyhole again, but this time it was different. It was all red. A solid crimson-red color was all that I could see. I was confused and angry at the same time. I was angry because I thought that the receptionist had totally lied. I thought he just wanted to scare me. The next day I woke up and went to the reception and saw that same man at the desk from when we checked in. I marched towards him and said, nearly shouting, "Look, I don't know what your intentions were or why you said looking through the keyhole of the room next to 66 will cause us problems, but scaring people is not a good thing." He seemed shocked by my words. He sighed and asked, "Did you look through the keyhole?" I replied with a simple yes, and then he replied, "Did you see her twice? Did you see her red eyes?" Suddenly, the workers were present at the receptionist area, and they began to stare at us. It was as if what he was saying made sense to everybody. I mean, we were being pretty loud, but they seemed to know exactly what we were talking about. The receptionist then said, "The woman that you've seen died a long time ago." I was frozen. I wanted to scream, but words weren't coming out of my mouth. It was then that I realized that the color I saw the second time was nothing but the color of her eyes. The ghost, or creature, or whatever the heck it was staring directly into my eyes.
Some of My Experiences by the Sammy Knight. I want to take you back to 2009. Our family had been looking for a new house for a while now, and near a busy highway stood this beautiful house. Two stories, a big front and backyard, three spacious bedrooms, and so on. Some strange stuff did occur relatively early on. Like computers booting up out of nowhere, or water starting to run by itself. The real horror began when my oldest sister decided to make a Ouija board. She essentially just drew one on a piece of paper and used a glass to communicate. My younger sister got scared when she found out what was happening, and she kicked the Ouija paper away. Well, soon after, everything got a lot worse. My sister shared the biggest bedroom. At the end of their room was a very small closet where they placed boxes and such. The door was always closed, but it refused to stay shut after that. No matter what, it kept opening. My dad eventually grew annoyed and put something in between the door and the wall so it would stay closed. One night, I heard the chairs downstairs sliding across the floor, and I'm positive that everyone was in bed. Later that night, I heard this awful sound, as if something was inside the walls and flooring, just tearing it all apart. It was so loud. I remember hiding underneath my blankets because I was so scared. Another time, we were all in the living room, and my mom had some figurines on the table. We were watching TV with the dog on the couch when suddenly one of the figures went flying across the room as if someone threw it. My mom jokingly said, "Hey, hey, no need to get aggressive." She and my dad always believed in the paranormal. One morning, my sister hysterically ran to my parents' room. She swore that the eating utensils started moving by themselves. Our dog started becoming more wary and aggressive. not towards us, but directed to our furniture and the doors, and especially the basement. One night, I heard my parents screaming, and I ran to check on them. By the time I got there, they were sitting there in shock, and I asked them what was wrong. They claimed a black figure was standing in the corner of their room. Things kept happening. We heard piano and violin sounds in the attic, even though we didn't own any instruments. My parents at one point saw a black shadow move across the wall towards the window and disappear. My posters were ripped off the wall on multiple occasions. My sister would find the plushies in her room lying in a circle, which at one point caused my mom to call my dad in hysterics. My dad recently told me that he once woke up with my mom's hand around his neck as she stared at him with a smile, laughing silently. My mom said she often saw that dark figure, a black humanoid with a veil. She often had scratches and bite marks. In the winter of 2010, the boiler in the house broke and we simply moved. Everything kept going wrong. When we moved, I started experiencing what I can only describe as attacks. I would often notice scratches on my body, which I, at first, brushed off as scratching myself in my sleep. One time, I came home and hugged my mom and made a hissing sound from the pain I felt. I lifted my jacket and, clear as day, there were 3 scratch marks on my hips. I remember at one point I put some coins on my bed, though I don't remember why. I started walking out to the living room, and as soon as I turned around, I heard a clang. One of the coins somehow got thrown at me. I will stop here as I don't want this to get too long. Stuff still happens at times, but unfortunately in 2012, my sister passed away. When she died, everything calmed down a bit. Maybe she's protecting us. I hope so.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
The Footsteps by Ella. When this story took place, my family and I had lived in our current house for almost 3 years. I had never seen or heard anything strange until this. My stepdad and I had to go drop off my 8-month-old sibling at daycare while my mom was at work. Since it was so early, I decided to stay home even though I was awake. At the time, My walk-in closet was a disaster, so I decided to clean it. I have anxiety, and when this event occurred, it skyrocketed. While cleaning, I heard the floor creaking as if it were underweight. I just sighed, assuming it was my stepdad. But he wasn't home. I continued hearing these noises for about 5 minutes until another noise joined in with the creaking footsteps. A banging. It sounded like it was on the other side of my closet. There's a guest room there with a closet that shares the wall. After a few minutes, the sound of footsteps in the hall was still audible, as well as this knocking or banging. Ironically, I was listening to the Let's Not Meet podcast at the time. At this point, I was terrified that somebody was in my house. But then again, it could have been my bad anxiety, blowing things out of proportion. I even thought that it could have been the pipes, and I managed to convince myself that that was the case. Until I really had to take a leak, badly. I took a deep breath and I prayed to renew my confidence. But I tried to go back to cleaning and my anxiety took over. I decided that it would be better to just sit on my bed and draw, keeping myself occupied. I still needed to go to the bathroom, though. So I did. I didn't even bother to flush. I just ran to my room. I sat on my bed for about 10 more minutes, but it only felt like 5 since I really enjoyed my art. My fear dissipated until the door swung open. It didn't swing open in an, oh no, a draft kind of way. No, it was like somebody had kicked the door open. For some strange reason, laughter filled the air, and the temperature dropped drastically. I was now close to tears. Suddenly, my floor began to shake. My room was above the garage, so I felt the shaking from the door opening. My stepdad had returned home. I was overjoyed. The room went back to normal, and the laughter stopped.
Unexplained Encounter When I Was a Teen by Best Yesterday 3000. I've only told a few people about this incident. I'm not looking for an explanation, nor can I offer any proof. I just want to share what my friend and I experienced in the autumn of 1987. I grew up in one of the northernmost states in New England, about 2 hours away from the White Mountains and 45 minutes from our state's meager coastline, in a small working-class city. I think it was early October. Leaves were starting to change, local fairs were underway, and it was cool enough to rock my high school varsity jacket. I worked full-time and was saving up for my first car, a 76 two-door Chevy Nova, festooned with a Pink Floyd tapestry to cover the huge tear in the back seat. My friend Joe and I worked in the same restaurant, and an older cook would buy us hard-earned libations and give us a ride home. But actually, he would drop us off at a cemetery that was the midway point between our two houses, and a great place for underage drinking. We were dropped off there with a 4-pack of some wine coolers to split between us. It's an old, large cemetery with rolling hills, moss-covered headstones, and large maple trees. I grew up playing hide-and-seek and having BB gun wars there. I even taught my army buddy how to drive stick in that cemetery. It was never a scary or haunted place to me, even after the weirdest experience of my young life took place there. There was a gazebo where we would sit and drink alcohol. It was open air with half walls and benches to sit on while we chatted and drank. All we had between us was that 1 4-pack, so we weren't drunk or under the influence of anything else. We began hearing footsteps coming in our direction. They sounded like someone walking on leaves, It later occurred to me that that was the first odd thing to happen, as the leaves were still on the trees and the cemetery was well maintained. "Cops," Joe hissed. "Nah, probably kids," I said. The footsteps became closer. We crouched below the half wall, facing each other, the smiles on our faces growing more and more nervous, until they disappeared altogether. The footsteps came at a measured pace. No other sound accompanied them. No jingling of keys, no fabric brushing against each other. And there was no beam of a flashlight flitting about. The footsteps kept coming. I could see my mounting fear echoed in Joe's face. Before we crouched down, we tried to see who was walking towards us and couldn't. But that was to be expected. It was a moonless night with little ambient light available. With our eyes wide and mouths agape, the footsteps came all the way up to the other side of that half wall and stopped. Joe visibly sagged, and I began to shake, as neither one of us had the courage to look up at what had to be Shirley peering down on us. The footsteps began to recede, and we popped up to immediately see who it was. It was nobody. Literally nobody. We could see where the footsteps were coming from, but there wasn't anybody making them. It was dark, but it wasn't pitch black. We would have seen something. Ducking behind tombstones, we followed the steps a little ways downhill until they stopped. We took that as our cue to leave, and we sprinted home. The next day at school, we just said that it was weird, and that was that. We didn't tell anyone and went on with our lives. We weren't drunk or stoned, diagnosed with any mental conditions, or even exposed to carbon monoxide. I have no explanation. The 80s were a magical time, and some days contained a little more magic than others.
Realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
The Moving Picture by Mariana. My name is Mariana. I was born in a small city in Brazil. When I was a child, I used to have these strange feelings. I was forced to go to church and sing in the choir. Once, in May, I even had to dress as an angel, as it was the month for Mary, the mother of Jesus. I grew up very superstitious, believing in anything and everything, even horoscopes. When I was around 9 or 10 years old, I had something happen to me that really made an impact in my life. I was sick with a very bad cold, and I would feel hot and then cold. I was feeling cold, and I remember going outside since it was a hot day. I thought that the sun would warm me up and make me feel better. At the time, I was reading a copy of a book written by a very famous Brazilian medium named Chico Xavier. He published a lot of books, so I can't remember exactly which book I was reading at the time. In the book, he described an encounter with a dark entity that appeared to him on a night when he was very tired and had to go to bed and wake up early the next day. The dark entity asked him, "Chico, did you call me?" Reading this made my stomach drop. I wanted to stop reading, but I just couldn't. Chico had a guarding entity that told him not to say yes, but Chico replied, "Yes, I called you." This bad entity said something along the lines of, "Oh, well, I can't mess with you, Chico." And it disappeared. I remembered getting up from where I was sitting, entering the garage, and passing the kitchen. In the small corridor, the first bedroom on the right, it was my mother's. She had a picture of herself as a child on top of the wardrobe. I looked in the bedroom, and the girl in the picture moved her mouth and eyes as if they were saying something to me. I looked at it in disbelief, and I was then thrown back against the wall. I screamed for my mother. She came in, and I told her what happened. I know it scared her, because from that day forward, she made sure to keep that picture out of sight. Now, I know I can't exactly prove that any of this is true, but I know what I felt, and I know what I saw.
Grandpa, I See Grandma, by New Noise 8141. I've been mulling over this the past couple weeks. I was just talking to my late wife, wondering if I should share her story or stay silent, when I saw a tiny shooting star. I haven't seen one of those in years. Yes, ma'am. Here we go. I'm 50. And I'm raising my granddaughter alone. I do have a couple of adult children living here, but they're busy with their own lives. I was having a moment of PTSD one late evening and decided to step out and avoid everyone altogether. Get away, figure it out, rejoin the world. I was sitting in the outdoor love chair my late wife and I often shared. I was alone for maybe 15 minutes when my granddaughter came out to talk to me. She addressed me and I asked her what she needed. "I saw Grandma," she told me. My mind didn't jump to anything paranormal. I just quickly replied, "Where, sweetie?" She told me she looked out the window and saw Grandma leaning over my back, hugging me. I almost broke into tears, but my logical mind kicked in. My granddaughter is older now. She's also very intelligent. She's probably just telling me something my mind wants to hear, and she knows it. But I said I don't doubt what she saw. I explained that I was just sad and needed a few minutes alone, then went inside with her. A couple of days later, my daughter, who was temporarily housing here, mentioned that she woke up and saw her infant swing bassinet rocking gently from side to side. Even she said she thought mom was there. My daughter and granddaughter's rooms are directly across from each other. When both doors are open, you can easily see into one room from the other. That morning, my granddaughter told my daughter that when she woke up, she saw grandma standing over the swing bassinet, rocking the baby and smiling. When she blinked, grandma was gone. Fast forward 2 weeks, and I have a virtual appointment with her teachers and child psychologist about her learning progress. Near the end of the meeting, the psychologist mentioned my granddaughter often talks about how she keeps seeing her grandma.
Blue-Eyed Me by Kinney. My friend and I recently rented an Airbnb in Ocean Shores, Washington. We visited to meet up with friends and family. We stayed in a small beach shack, one bedroom up in a loft, and then a kitchenette couch and TV with a small dining table downstairs. There were small slatted folding doors in the loft area. The doors opened up into a cubby where the floor met the roof, creating a dark triangular storage space big enough for a person to enter if they were crouching. In this space, scattered on the floor, was a piece of old linoleum, part of perhaps an old wooden bed frame or a metal hanger. The rest of the space was dark and dusty. My friend did not like that space. They refused to share the bed with me and instead opted to sleep on the couch. Now, the very steep stairs leading up to the loft and the railing to overlook the space below, they were constructed in a typical wooden baluster style, painted white to match the beach decor. If I were to lean against the railing in the loft space, the couch was directly below me. One morning, my friend woke me up and immediately asked, "Why were you looking at me last night?" I was a bit confused and curious. I told them I had not, to my recollection, woken up in the middle of the night at all. I asked them to elaborate. "Yeah, I rolled over and briefly looked up. I then saw you looking over the railing, eyes wide open, staring at me. I wasn't in the mood for conversation, so I rolled over and went back to sleep." I prompted that, although I didn't have a history of doing so, I could have been sleepwalking. I apologized for my creepy behavior. "But your eyes were blue," they said. Now, my eyes are not blue. This left me wondering if someone took my form to watch my friend without scaring them too much. Would it be easy enough for them to mimic the appearance of my sleeping body? Then again, if my body was sleeping, how would one possibly get the color of my eyes correct? Well, they wouldn't. It was a guess, but not a lucky one.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up.
In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
So can consuming a book or some other kind of media affect the real world?
I'm assuming you're referring to the story with the photograph?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like the tulpa theory. A presence manifesting itself because of our belief or our fears.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did this interview for a new podcast I'm working on with this guy, Rich West. One thing that he said to me that really stuck with me, and I believe we didn't even get this recorded. This was like post-episode, but he said, we become what we fear. And in a way, that could apply here, I guess. I've really just been pondering on that sentence.
Well, I think we could put a more optimistic spin on that and just equate it with the old saying, thoughts manifest reality. I've gotten a lot better over the year or so, but as somebody who overthinks and used to put way too much energy into fearing the worst, I can't say the worst actually happens all that much. And that's not to say Rich is wrong. I can completely understand and agree with the sentiment. He's basically referring to a self-fulfilling prophecy. Hard to say, though. A lot of that stuff is anecdotal and subjective, but it definitely doesn't hurt if you at least frame your thoughts in positive ways, kind of like a good placebo effect, which we've talked about.
Yeah, I would like to become a bit more skeptical, but I've just seen and experienced so much stuff that it's hard to. I know it's healthy to have a certain level of skepticism, but I still think I have a pretty good bullshit detector. Just believe that life is way more interesting and mysterious than we all think it is.
Yes.
And yeah, and in that same vein, another thing that he brought up was belief system territories. I've also been thinking about a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've read a lot of near-death experiences where the person basically experiences their preconceived idea of the afterlife. Like if you're Christian, you might meet Saint Peter at the pearly gates or...
Yeah.
If you believe in reincarnation in some way, you go through whatever that process looks like.
Yeah, exactly. I brought up the cheating the ferryman theory from Anthony Peak that we talked about a while back on this podcast where you reincarnate, but it's like a loop where you live the same life over and over and just retain memories each time. And then, you know, that explains away things like clairvoyance and deja vu. He believes that that's the truth for Anthony, but not for everybody. And that's what got me thinking about how malleable life is. And it really does feel like a kind of simulation at times. We're able to affect so many aspects of our lives and our health and things that happen just by the power of belief or thought.
Right. It makes life feel like a bit of a playground that we just choose to come back to.
Yeah.
Like with the near-death stuff, people have medically died and came back and said that they were able to choose to come back to, I don't know, finish out their mission on Earth or however you want to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
It really does feel like a simulation, though. I think that's why I like The Matrix so much. As a kid, it really opened up my mind to the idea that there is so much more beneath the surface.
Yeah.
There are certain truths and mechanisms behind the curtain that we just can't see or measure.
Yeah.
Even just the whole concept of intelligent life blows my mind. I think about it all day.
Yeah.
And the complexity of DNA. I just know that we are so much more than our physical bodies, as cliche as it sounds.
Totally. I'm actually speaking with someone who experienced exactly that.
By all means, remind everybody to check out your other podcasts. You know, I'm going to have to do my own too someday. I always say it, but just you wait. It's going to be like that bit from I Think You Should Leave, where that guy's in a play and somebody else talks over him to finish his lines.
Yeah.
We're going to be fighting to advertise our side projects on here.
I swear I'm not trying to. It's just been so interesting, almost life-changing, to be able to talk to so many different people personally with different supernatural experiences. I'm sure there will definitely be some kind of Odd Trails crossover.
Yeah, I'm just fooling around, jerking your chain. Love this for you.
It's okay, I can take it.
Well, we're kind of doing things last minute again, so I don't have a whole lot to add about the stories I narrated. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll keep it moving regardless.
Yeah, true. We always do. But I did want to offer my condolences to the man who lost his wife.
Yeah.
I'll admit that I sometimes, often, disassociate when I read these stories. Probably a defense mechanism to not absorb too much trauma. But his story was one of the few that broke down my shield, and it really hit me in the gut.
Oh, yeah. For a lot of these stories, you just can't help it. I hope that he's doing better. I want to hear more about his granddaughter seeing his wife.
Same. I hope he'll keep us posted and, most importantly, continues to heal.
Yep.
Well, one more thing before we sign off. In that cemetery story, the author mentioned carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
I figure it'd be a good PSA opportunity and just kind of foot stomp on that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your carbon monoxide detectors are in good working order.
Yeah, that's solid advice. I remember a Reddit thread a while back. I think the person noticed handwritten notes in their apartment that they didn't write. And they were freaking out and thinking that somebody was breaking in, but there was never any sign of entry. Something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. And somebody suggested, like in the comment thread, that they could have been exposed to carbon monoxide, and that actually ended up being the case, and they saved their life.
That's funny because that's probably like the same Redditor on all of the threads in Paranormal or The Truth Is Out There, those subreddits, because anytime somebody posts anything weird that happens to them, they're like, check your carbon monoxide detectors.
Right. There's something to it. I mean, even if there's only like a 1 in 100 chance, that's what explains it. It's still, you know, it's worth to check your boxes.
Yeah, keep an eye out, people. A lot of the early symptoms are things like headaches and dizziness. They could be from anything, but if you're also finding yourself confused and just kind of not all there, definitely worth looking into the possibility.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Shortness of breath is one of the symptoms.
clever guy. I guess we're even after I said all that stuff about the woods still being dangerous during the day. Crushed your hopes and dreams to go on those walks.
Sure. I'm actually going out on a night walk by myself through the park.
Dangerous. Bring your pepper spray.
I actually found my pepper spray recently when I was going through cleaning the house, so maybe I will.
Yummy.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have a story to share, make sure you send it to stories@oddtrails.com. All of the stories you heard this week were narrated and produced with the permission of their respective authors. Make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/oddtrails if you want to get ad-free versions of all of our episodes at a higher bit rate. Again, that's patreon.com/oddtrails to sign up and support the show today. Finally, make sure you check out my other podcasts like Let's Not Meet and the Old Time Radio Cast at crypticcountypodcasts.com. Everybody stay safe.
Peace out.
Don't let the ghosts and the ghouls disturb you, darling.